At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, July 21st, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you all had a great weekend. It was sunny. It was nice. Not a great weekend for the Phillies. Rough one, losing a series to a bad Angels team, but good news. The real team in town, the best team in town, the team that has a legitimate chance to win a title, the Philadelphia Eagles, return this week as we are officially in the week where training camp will begin. The Eagles report to training camp on Tuesday. The first practice is on Wednesday at 10 a.m. The second practice of the week, Thursday at 10 a.m. So there'll be live tweets, there'll be pods, there'll be all types of stuff. And we got some exciting things coming to the Go Birds pod. So excited that the Eagles are back. Excited the week is here. Just try to pretend the Phillies maybe don't exist. But we got some fun things to get into today, as we have not talked since the Eagles had their ring ceremony on Friday. We're going to get into that, all the takeaways from the videos, the ring, all that exciting stuff. There was a deal handed out in the NFL that I think could have some real impact on the Eagles this time next year. And then, of course, since we talked about the Eagles ring ceremony, and it's, you know, the days to talk about them winning the Super Bowl are kind of dwindling as the new team's almost here. ESPN did an article ranking the top 25 teams of the last 25 years. So I thought it was an interesting list to look at after we spent some time recently talking about where the 2024 Eagles rank all time. But before we get into that, let's get into the important thing, which is that the Eagles received their Super Bowl rings on Friday. The ceremony, a little bit delayed, wasn't supposed to happen last Friday. It was supposed to happen a few weeks ago, but it did happen. And while it wasn't open to the media, what amazing thing about players having like Instagram and all that is they all post their own things. They go live. So it kind of felt like I was there. And if you were following along on Twitter, Instagram, it probably felt like you were there as well. But it looked awesome. The ceremony looked cool. Looks like basically everybody on the roster was there. Lots of pictures of them coming out wearing the rings and all that stuff. So first, if on the off chance you haven't seen the ring and you're listening to this, you got to look at it. I mean, it's an unbelievable ring. And the cool thing about it, I'll say, is, and this is probably the signature thing of the ring, is the wing. So there's a pair of like the wings on kind of like how they look on the side of the Eagles helmet on the side of the ring. And when you push, probably no pun intended, push a button, the wings pop out. So really cool. The ring was done by Jason of Beverly Hills is who did it. Maybe, you know, probably wishes he had the ring done on time, but it seemed well worth the wait. So here's some notes about the ring that maybe you haven't heard yet, if you have seen it, before we get into some takeaways from the actual ceremony. So this is according to the Eagles. bordering each side are wings that release from the bezel by pressing a special button located atop of the ring, a first of its kind feature in a championship ring. When the opening mechanism releases the wings, the inscription, "You can't be great without the greatness of others," becomes visible, honoring Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni's message of unity and selflessness. Nick's got to love that. For someone that spends so much time thinking about messaging, so much time thinking about how to unite the team, to have that on the ring has got to be really, really cool for him. So what kind of diamonds are on there? Well, the bezel of the ring features 145 diamonds celebrating the Eagles' 145 points scored in the playoffs, the most in NFL postseason history. World champions on top of the ring consist of 40 points of diamonds commemorating the Eagles' 40 points scored in a Super Bowl. One carat of marquee-shaped diamonds inside the two Vince Lombardi trophy honors the Eagles' top-ranked total defense, 278.4 yards per game, and their rushing offense that set an NFL record with 3,866 rushing yards, including the playoffs. So one carat for the number one defense, one carat for the NFL's all-time best rushing attack, number one. Pretty cool. Encircling the top of the ring are 18 green stones honoring the Eagles' NFL record-tying 18 combined victories in the regular season and the playoffs. On the team side of the ring, the Super Bowl logo is centered between the Eagles' word mark and the Super Bowl score, 40-22. Side note, I would have loved if they put 40-6. That would have been hysterical. 10 points of diamonds in the Eagles' Super Bowl logo signify the Eagles' franchise record 10-game winning streak in the regular season. On the player side of the ring, where it has a different names, players' last names are featured with their jersey numbers encrusted in diamonds against the backdrop of Lincoln Financial Field, paying homage to the dedicated fan base that passionately supported the team throughout its Super Bowl winning campaign. And a cool thing is, like, for Jalen Hurts, it has MVP instead of number one. For Saquon, it has Offensive Player of the Year. For Nick Sirianni, it has head coach, Howie Roseman, GM. So it was cool that they took the time on the side to do something different for each player. Now, inside the ring is a stamp of the Brazilian flag honoring the Eagles' season opener at Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo, Brazil, which marked the first NFL game ever played in Brazil. Beneath the flag are Nick Sirianni's core values of tough, detailed, together, which have modeled the team's culture. Side note, pretty cool for Sirianni, for someone that, again, was mocked for his messaging, for somebody that was, you know, laughed at his introductory presser. He now has tough, detailed, together in a Super Bowl ring. Pretty cool. There's also the listing of the scores of all four postseason games, along with 145, saluting the Eagles' record-breaking accomplishments of 145 points in the playoffs. Signatures are showcased on the bottom of the players' ring. So, you know, again, you've probably seen the ring. Just a really cool ring. Again, I think the wings really stand out. Clearly, Lurie did not spare any expense in getting this ring done. There's some pictures of the guys that who were there in 2017, like Lane, Jake Elliott, Brandon Graham, Rick Lovato. And just, you can see the difference in size of the ring. The 2017 ring, obviously awesome. It is maybe half the size of the 2024 ring. So you can tell Lurie went above and beyond with this one. You know, obviously 7 years later, just what's expected these days of rings, but a really, really cool ring. Some thoughts from the actual ceremony. So I think one thing that stood out that absolutely has to be talked about is there were no pictures taken of Jalen Hurts wearing his ring. Now, Jalen himself posted on Instagram some pictures from the day, didn't have his ring on. The Eagles posted a bunch of pictures, or I shouldn't say a bunch, but they posted a few pictures of Jalen there, and he's holding the ring in a box. Now, one of two things is happening here. One, the ring didn't fit, right? He got the ring, just didn't fit, which would be an epic failure by these ring makers, by the way. Not only did they deliver late, to have Jalen's ring of all rings not be the correct size is pretty bad. So maybe that's it. There was also some online speculation that maybe he wasn't putting it on as some type of motivational thing, right? Like, that season's over, I'm not wearing the ring. You know, we're focused on 2025. While it does sound very Jalen to do that, that would be so lame, in my opinion. And I would be surprised if that was it. Imagine being at the ring ceremony when everyone else is putting the ring on and everyone else is walking around being like, oh, here we go, like, excited and understandably so. And to be the one being like, I'm not putting it on because I'm focused on next year. That would be quite the buzzkill move by Jalen. And I would be pretty surprised if he did that. But why was the ring not on? Good news. We'll talk to him Wednesday. And I'll make sure to ask if no one else does, just to see why. But it was cool to see a lot of pictures. You saw AJ and Devontae and Saquon hanging out a bunch. There's a really cool kind of video of Nick Sirianni with them. And you could just tell, like, those four really get along. Like, Nick and AJ have a really good relationship. Devontae and him do as well. And then you can tell Saquon in his 1 year has become a Nick guy. So that was cool to see. There's a really funny video of other players doing stuff, but in the background you can see Vic Fangio taking a selfie for somebody, or not a selfie, taking a picture for someone. You can just picture it being like, you know, his significant other and kids being like, take a picture. Everyone's got to do it, right? So that was cool. Jalen and Brandon Graham seem to be together quite a bit throughout the night. Brandon, as I've talked about on the pod, plays a big role, I think, in Jalen's life, just in terms of their friends, him and their wives are very close. And I do think Brandon not being there next year is like, I think Jalen would like to have Brandon around. So we'll see how much Brandon's around. But I thought that that was interesting. There was a video where Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are hugging. Always good to see with all the talk about their relationship. So just seemed like it was a super fun night. Really, the only question to come out of it is, why isn't Jalen wearing the ring? So hopefully we get an answer to that later in the year. But with that, the 2025 season begins, and the 2024 season kind of gets put to bed. That is until they raise the banner in week one. All right, next up, there was some news on Sunday in the NFL as George Karlaftis, the edge rusher from the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, not Super Bowl champion, signed an extension with the team. So Karlaftis was drafted 30th overall in the 2022 NFL draft. He gets 4 years, $93 million with $62 million guaranteed. Now, this is not news for the Eagles in the way that they're not going to play the Chiefs until week two. Karlaftis was going to be there, like, whatever. Where this is noteworthy is we talk so much about what Jalen Carter could get paid next year. We don't talk enough about Nolan Smith also up for a potential contract at the end of this year. So as a first round pick, just like Jalen Carter, he was drafted the same year as Jalen Carter. He's eligible for an extension after year three. Now, we've talked about Jalen Carter getting this extension because he's already had two really good years and a monster year last year. So it's always, man, he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid. But Nolan Smith also had a good year last year and seems to be the arrow very much pointing up on Nolan Smith. He had 4 sacks in the playoffs. He ended the year with 10.5 sacks total. Now, I know you're including the playoffs there, but I don't think he's often discussed or viewed as someone that had double-digit sacks last year. If he were to come out and do double-digit sacks again, like in the regular season, or let's say, you know, he has 11 sacks in the regular season, which would be huge, and then they go on another playoff run and he adds 3 to there. There's a world where he is asking for a big-time contract next year. And the George Karlaftis deal could be one that is comparable for Nolan Smith that him and his agent look at. So let's compare George Karlaftis and Nolan Smith. So George Karlaftis, now he's played 3 years. Nolan Smith has only been on the field for 1 year and been in the NFL for 2. Karlaftis, his first year, had 6 sacks. And that would kind of be the difference right now, depending on the year Nolan Smith has. So Karlaftis in the last 2 years, so the last 2 seasons, 25.5 sacks, including the playoffs. He had 76 pressures last year, which was 5th overall in the NFL, 83 pressures in 2023, which was 9th. So ironically, more pressures finished lower. But regardless, really good pass rushing numbers. Like I said, Nolan Smith, 10.5 sacks last year, and he had 50 pressures. Now, he didn't play as much as Karlaftis. He had 425 pass rushes last year. Karlaftis had over 200 more, 644 pass rushes. So Nolan could have had that 76 if he played the 200 more snaps. Probably not, but his number would have been higher. Where I'm going with this is, if Nolan has, again, like a double-digit sack year, he would need 15 total sacks to match what Karlaftis did in the 2 years prior to his deal. 15 sacks, not going to be easy to get. That would obviously be a really, really good year for Nolan Smith, even including the playoffs, right? But if he does it and he has that big year, he could very much ask for what George Karlaftis asked for, if not more, frankly. The price always goes up, right? So as much as we talk about Jalen Carter and him wanting to get paid, Nolan Smith also very, very much in line for a new deal. And because of the position he plays, those positions, that edge position gets paid. Like, we can talk about N'Kobe maybe getting a new deal. We can talk about Tyler Steen potentially being up for a contract. We could talk about, you know, other Reed Blankenship, right? Nolan plays a position that gets a ton of money. And if he has a big year, he will absolutely ask for a new deal. And that Karlaftis deal could be where things are headed with Nolan Smith. So for as much attention as Jalen Carter gets, don't forget Nolan Smith also can ask for a contract at the end of the year. And it's going to be a big one if he has a big year. All right, on the other side, we're going to take a look at where ESPN feels the 2024 Eagles rank over the last 25 years. It's a discussion we've had on the pod, but I'm excited to see ESPN's perspective on it, especially Bill Barnwell. Always respect his football opinion. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, like I said, with the 2025 season about to be here, we've now gone through a full off season of think pieces, right, about the Eagles, where they rank, how good they are. But I think this right here is kind of the ultimate look at now, with a few months to think about it more and to properly compare them to other teams, where the 2024 Eagles rank in the last 25 years. So Bill Barnwell, I think one of the smartest football minds out there, did a story ranking the top 25 teams of the last 25 years. And the Eagles were one of the most represented teams on there. They had three different teams. Obviously, the Patriots have more. The Chiefs have more. But the Eagles, one of the most represented team on there. Seattle actually had quite a bit as well, which is not surprising. Seattle went through a stretch where they were really, really good. So where did the 2024 Eagles rank? Well, first, let's talk about some of the other teams. So they had the 2022 Eagles, the ones that obviously lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, at 17th. So why the Eagles? Quote, the 2022 Eagles played the league's third easiest schedule during the regular season, but they went 14-1 when Hurts started, winning those games by an average of more than 10 points. That trend continued in the postseason when they got to face a Giants team that had been outscored in the regular season in the divisional round and a 49ers team that lost Brock Purdy to an elbow injury early in the game. A farce of a game that saw the 49ers turn to four-stringer Josh Johnson before using Christian McCaffrey in a clearly compromised Purdy at quarterback followed. The Eagles won the two home games by a combined score of 69-14. A Super Bowl against the Chiefs beckoned, and although Hurts played spectacularly, he dropped the ball on a scramble and handed the Chiefs a 36-yard score and a fumble return. It was the only turnover of the day. The vaunted pass rush wasn't able to sack Patrick Mahomes once all day, and after a Hurts touchdown and two-point conversion tied the game at 35, a Mahomes scramble and a holding call on Bradbury set up a game-deciding field goal. A victory would have pushed this Philadelphia team higher, but the narrow loss and relatively soft schedule keep it low. There will be more Eagles teams of recent vintage later on this list. So, couple things in there. First, you do kind of forget how easy the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl was in the playoffs that year. The schedule, I know, again, it was the third easiest one, but I don't leave that thinking they had like a super easy schedule that year. I just think that if you look at the playoffs, the fact that that game was compromised clearly, I think, is a major difference when discussing 2022 versus 2024. The 2024 Eagles had a really tough path to the Super Bowl. 2022 Eagles, not as much. And again, like, difference between winning and losing, everyone always says Hurts played so good. He did. That fumble was massive. If that fumble doesn't happen, the Eagles probably win the game, in my opinion. I know people say it's the first half, blah, blah, blah. It is what it is. It was 7 points handed to the Chiefs. Now, again, they come back, they tie it, the Mahomes scramble. People forget, so much attention on the Bradbury hold. But, man, they were super, super close to winning it. I remember being in the press box at halftime thinking, when they were up 10, yeah, they got this. They're going to win. But unfortunately, they didn't, but I guess it probably made 2024 that much sweeter. Now, the 2022 Chiefs that beat the Eagles, they finished 16th, so one spot ahead of the 2022 Eagles. All right, the 2017 Eagles, they finished, surprisingly, 5th. I was shocked by this. So, Bill Barnwell writes, quote, "This was a deep, talented football team with plenty of homegrown talent. Like the 2024 edition, the Eagles got some help from unexpected places. Clement had a big game in the Super Bowl, joining a backfield that included low-cost additions in LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. Chris Long, who joined Blount in leaving the 2016 Patriots for the 2017 Eagles and winning rings in both places, added valuable depth to the defensive line rotation. Journeyman quarterback Patrick Robinson moved to the slot role, had a career year. And of course, Nick Foles had already nearly retired after his struggles with the Rams before returning to the Eagles to play behind Wentz. These Eagles might not have had the same caliber of star power in offense as the 2024 team, but with a bit of perspective, this squad looks more similar than I had remembered." End quote. So I do think he's correct there. Obviously, that team did not have the star power 2024 did. I do think, though, when we think of the 2017, we correctly think of the 2017 Eagles. We correctly think of them as a very deep team. And absolutely, you can just see when they go there, right? Like, journeyman players, you know, spots 1 through 3 at most depth chart places were really good. But I do think the 2024 team was probably deeper. They don't have as good of a backup quarterback, for sure. Nick was, I think, better than Kenny Pickett. But the 2024 Eagles were pretty loaded along the defensive line. They were pretty loaded in the secondary. They were pretty loaded at receiver. Like, now, depth, I guess you could say, at receiver, maybe not as great. But 1 through 53, the 2024 Eagles were a better team. And I don't think it's just because of star power. I think they were pretty deep as well. When we talk about all the defensive guys they lost, there's a reason they lost all those guys, and they're still viewed as having the best roster in the NFL. But no question, when you think back to the 2017 team, you just think about how likable all these guys were, how unexpected it was. 2024 was supposed to happen. 2017 wasn't. And there's something that makes that, you know, special in its own way. Okay, so that was 5. The Eagles, the 2024 Eagles, finished 4th. Pretty good finishing, in my opinion, because I didn't have them that high. I thought the 2013 Seahawks were better, the 2004 Patriots, the 2007 Patriots were definitely better. Then I had the 19 Chiefs, the 16 Patriots, and the 14 Patriots is better. So I had the 2024 Eagles as like 6th or 7th. He puts them, I'm sorry, more like 8th or 9th. He puts them 4th. So why 4th? Quote, "Realistically, you can make a strong case the Eagles were 2 drops away from going 20-1. In week 2, Barkley dropped a pass that would have allowed them to run out the clock, with Philadelphia kicking a field goal before Kirk Cousins drove the length of the field for a winning score. Then in week 16, Devontae dropped a pass with 2:07 to go that would have allowed the Eagles to run down the clock before kicking a short field goal to go up 5. Instead, Jayden Daniels got the ball back and drove the length of the field for a winning touchdown." Quick side note from me, like, for as good as Eagles defense was, if you remember, we all had concerns about them in situational football, and that shows here. Like, when they were tasked with getting stops at the end of games, they weren't great at it. Washington, they didn't do it. Atlanta, they didn't do it. They almost let Carolina go down the field. So not a great situational defense. But back to what Bill Barnwell wrote. And yet, at the same time, the Eagles weren't always dominant against some middling opposition. They nearly lost to the Saints before that Goddard third and forever conversion. They beat the Browns by only four, needing a red zone interception with 1:13 to go to beat the Jaguars, and were lucky to escape Carolina with the win after Xavier, Leggett, dropped a would-be touchdown that would have given the Panthers a lead in the final minute. In time, those narrow victories faded into history, and we remember each team's best moments. At their best, at the biggest stage, the Eagles were ruthless and overwhelming. They deserve to be considered as one of the best teams of the past 25 years right now, and they might look even better with some perspective down the line, end quote. So I agree with that. I do think the 2024 Eagles are going to age extremely well. I think the dominance of the past of the last two games will age really well. I think the rushing attack will age really well. And if they win it again this year, I think it'll age even better because you'll just look at how dominant they were. I also think Jalen's season will age really well. I know now when we're in it, we can think about like some very specific things. But like Carson's 2017 season, he had bad moments. He had like games that weren't great. They had games they almost lost that they won. The same will be thought about with this team. And Bill Barnwell points out the close wins. In 5 years, we won't remember those as well. In 5 years, we won't remember the Jalen passing stats. We'll remember how Jalen didn't turn the ball over, how Jalen made big throws. Like, that's just how things work. So having the Eagles fourth, I think, is fair. Again, I didn't have him as high, but I'll give Bill Barnwell a little more credit here when it comes to this. So that'll do it for today's episode of the Daily Go Birds pod. Man, what an exciting week it is about to be. So excited to do it all with you guys. Football's back, which means we are, although we never left, we're officially back. So that'll do it. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.